Welcome into the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by Giants cornerback Ross Cockrell. Ross, thanks so much for coming in here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Madeline.
How's your day going?
Going pretty well. We just finished practice and, you know, about to eat and go to some meetings.
Eating and meetings. It's pretty standard Thursday over here. If you've got questions, add them in the comment section and we will ask Ross some of your questions. But first, my question. Haircut. This is a big change for you. You came in here with the long hair, the flow, and then all of a sudden I was like, had to double take. I almost didn't recognize you. What prompted the change?
Yeah, it's something that I've been thinking about for a while.
Okay.
I was going to wait till after the season to do it, but I just was tired of it.
Just got to change it up every once in a while?
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let it go.
Did you do it yourself or did you go in and get a buzz?
My wife did it. She buzzed me up and okay. then shaved me down.
Wow. And then first morning, because you had some pretty, you had hair like my length
yeah.
or longer.
Yeah, it was about shoulder length.
So like when you first looked in the mirror afterwards, you're like, oh, plot twist.
Yeah, I spent about 5 minutes rubbing my head,
mm-hmm.
Getting used to it. But, you know, it was definitely a lot chillier.
Yeah.
I feel the breeze.
Yeah, especially in these winter months.
Yeah, especially in the winter months. A lot of people didn't recognize me at first. Asked me if I was a new player or something. So,
which around this season, they're getting a lot of those. So it's like, okay, wait, oh, no, this is Ross.
Yes.
We know this guy.
Yes.
We know this guy. Well, I know you guys are here for the hair talk, obviously. But let's talk some football as well. First of all, you know, you went to Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke is kind of, you know, known as a basketball school. What was it like playing football at a school with a basketball program like that?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the basketball program, Coach K, they're known nationwide. They've won national championships, all that. So, you know, there's a lot of love and support for the basketball program. Being a football player there, you have to find your way. Because at first we weren't a very good program. We weren't winning a lot of games. And then towards the end of my career there, we finally got some wins under our belt and started seeing some fans and some student love.
Yeah, and then, you know, got drafted into the NFL and a few years later found yourself as part of this New York Giants team. Our first question comes from AB, who wants to know, how does it feel to be an important piece of the defense here?
Yeah, well, thanks for the question, AB. This defense is one of the better defenses in the NFL. I know last year they had a really good record. For me personally, I'm happy to be out there making plays with the team, being out there with guys like Snacks and JPP, Vernon, our Pro Bowl safety, Landon Collins. I get to be a part of a really get to see good football players, what it takes to be successful at a high level. And I think it's improved me as a football player as well.
Now we've got another question. What's your strategy against Larry Fitzgerald? I mean, he's been kind of elite for 14 mm-hmm. years, it seems. Number three in the league all time in catches and receiving yards. I mean, how are you going to shut him down?
Well, Fitzgerald is a crafty veteran now. He's a guy who doesn't really have the long speed like he used to have. So he's really good at working his routes, working his hands, getting off press coverage. One of the things that we're going to do with him is we're going to make sure that we get our hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to slow him down as much as possible. When the ball's in the air, we're going to attack it.
You got to kind of frustrate him a little bit as a veteran, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, when you came out of college, you were drafted by Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Then you signed with the Steelers, played mm-hmm. a couple of years there and really excelled, but then were traded to the Giants. When it comes to changing teams in the NFL, how does it feel different when you know, you're choosing a team, you're signing with a team as opposed to being traded?
Right. So when I signed with the Steelers, I kind of didn't really have many options.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy that they wanted me. They picked me up, offered me a 53-man roster spot.
And you signed just days before the season there, right?
Right.
And then had a lot of playing time right away.
Yeah, just a couple of days before the season, they kind of just threw me out there, and I played well. It was good to be a part of that defense. I learned a lot. But coming here, getting traded here, there was a transition period.
Mm-hmm.
New organization. Just getting used to the way that things were done here and Coach Spags' defense, learning that new system, you know, being a part of the team. I was a fresh face here.
Yeah.
So, I love being in New York. I think it's a great place. I love the organization. I love the city, obviously. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. And Alex has a question. He says, do you notice a big difference playing indoors rather than outdoors? I know you guys practiced inside today with preparations for the Dome in Arizona this weekend.
No, there's not really a big difference. I would say the biggest difference is the lights.
Oh.
Sometimes the lights can be really bright inside.
Because they reflect off the ceiling or something?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what it is.
That's interesting.
But another thing is also that the domes can get loud. They can get really loud.
The echo?
Yeah.
What's the loudest dome you've played in? Or the loudest place you've played
in? The loudest dome I ever played in was probably, I guess, the old Georgia Dome in Atlanta.
Yeah. That'll get rowdy a little bit. All right. Greg wants to know, who's the funniest player in the secondary?
The funniest player in the secondary, hands down, is Cromartie.
I think that we get that answer a lot, I think. Mr. Ooh.
Yeah, Mr. Ooh. Mr. High Pitch. But, you know, he's a good guy to be around. He keeps it light. He obviously has played a lot of football, so he drops a lot of knowledge on us.
Yeah.
And he's got a great attitude.
He's another veteran, and he played a lot alongside Fitzgerald, too, kind of bringing it back to that earlier question. I mean, has he given you guys any tips or pro tips or inside advice about what he knows about this guy or the opponent? Because he was, you know, he was on that team.
He was on the team for a long time, and he has been giving us tips and just giving us little things to look for so that we can make some plays on the ball.
That's the thing about, you know, the NFL, too. I think there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of people that, you know, change teams and stuff. It's not really so much foreign what the opposing team is going to be doing as much, or is it easy to kind of get a scouting sense, not just from the coaches but from the players as well?
Well, I think, the players that have played against guys like Crow has played against Fitzgerald for a long time, or like when you're playing the Eagles and the Cowboys, teams that you play against all the time, you do get a sense of what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. So it really always comes down to execution, who's going to make the play on the ball and who's not.
Right.
Or if a play breaks down, who can recover quickest or who can improvise the best.
Right, definitely. Well, Ross, thank you so much for joining us in the Players Lounge this week, and good luck this weekend in Arizona. Continue to check out the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. We'll be right back here every week on Facebook Live.